Okay, so given it's turned 5 o'clock, so I'd like to formally welcome everybody, the members of the gallery and the press, to tonight's special council meeting. My name is Keith Bailey. I'm the Chief Executive Officer for Surf Coast Shire Council. And at a special meeting of council in relation to the mayoral and deputy mayoral election, it's my role to assume the chair in accordance with section 8.3 of council's local law number 2, which is the local law that covers our meeting procedures. I'd firstly like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet today and pay our respects to their elders past and present, and also acknowledge the citizens of the Surf Coast Shire. I'd like a volunteer councillor, please. I ask all councillors to please stand. One of the councillors, pick one, Councillor Duke, while Councillor Duke recites the pledge on behalf of all councillors. Councillor Duke.
As councillors, we carry out our responsibilities with diligence and integrity to make the fair decisions of lasting value for the wellbeing of our community and environment.
Just take a moment for welcome, Councillor Wellington. Quite timely. I was about to ask if there are any apologies for the meeting, but Councillor Wellington's here, so that's good. So with that, I think there are no apologies. All councillors are in attendance this evening. Okay. Before we proceed with the formal agenda tonight, I want to outline a couple of procedural matters relating to tonight's meeting. Firstly, in relation to conflicts of interest, Section 79 of the Local Government Act provides that there are a number of exemptions in relation to declarations of conflicts of interest. One of those exemptions relates to the election of mayor. Because tonight is a special meeting held for the purpose of electing a mayor in accordance with Section 71 of the Act, there is no need for any declarations of conflicts of interest to be made tonight in relation to the mayoral vote. Additionally, while the Local Government Act does not address the position of Deputy Mayor, we'll be applying the same principles as per the Mayor, and also there'll be no need to declare a conflict of interest on that. Secondly, in relation to voting, both the Mayor and the Deputy Mayor, it's our intention that if a result is declared tonight without the need to hold a vote, we will be minuting that as an outcome of carried at 9-0, a unanimous decision. Further to this, I advise that under section 41.1 of our local law, any councillor may also ask that his or her opposition to a motion adopted by a meeting be recorded. So I ask that if any councillors wish to have such a vote recorded, they should advise me promptly after the declaration this evening. Before we get started with the items of business, firstly I'd like to acknowledge the role of the Mayor and the Deputy Mayor from the year just concluded. So firstly, starting with the former Mayor, Councillor Brian McKittrick. So he finished his term today as Mayor this morning. It's important to note that being the Mayor is very important, and yet it's a very challenging role. And on behalf of our community, I'd like to thank Councillor McKittrick for his service to our community and his commitment on being Mayor for the year. So thank you very much. Before we give him a round of applause, we have a little gift to pass on. So Lisa's coming along. So I'd actually now invite the outgoing Mayor, Councillor McKittrick, to say a few words, if you wish.
Thanks, Keith, and thanks very much. It has been a very challenging year for this council, first year in a new council, but also I think it's been productive. I think one of the most important things we undertook in the first year was developing a council plan which is not only visionary, but it's very progressive. It needs to be because of the growth that we're being undertaken in not only Torquay but also in Winchelsea, and it also provides the foundation for the future of the Surf Coast Shire. Financially, we're in good stead. We have a strong position in relation to our finances. Despite the rate capping, we're one of the most sound financial councils in the state. Recently having been a forum where a number of councils in regional areas are constrained and have significant concerns about their finances, this Shire is a shining light in respect to that. It was a year of innovation. The digital transformation will see that this council meets its future needs, and it's underpinned by the financial mobility or the financial ability to maintain that. And it's very important that this council moves forward in a number of areas to ensure we are efficient and effective and the rates we receive are used properly. In respect to tourism, I'm very proud that we're heavily involved in the Great Ocean Road Tourism. We on the tourism board. We strongly advocate for our Shire to be involved in tourism. As we know, Great Ocean Road is the spine, the economic spine of this council. And I'm also very proud that the art space in this council saw the foresight to continue the art space in Anglesey and allow people that are very talented to undergo continual recognition and be able to use that art space, and it's a fantastic result, I think, for this council. Sometimes small things can achieve big things. As Lisa knows, I'm very much involved in the arts scene over the last year. G21, I think we've become matured in relation to our role in G21. I think with the Geelong Council, or not having a Geelong Council, that our council stood up over the last couple of years, ensuring that we have a strong voice on the pillars in relation to G21 and in the region. So we've developed and matured in respect to our input in the region and how the region will be affected. Environmentally, we've made another decision in relation to Spring Creek, which continues to go on, but council have, despite some challenges over the last 8 years, have moved forward to almost where we're in a position that we have undertaken development of that area, a sustainable development, hopefully, that we've listened to community, had issues from developers and planning and ministers over many years, but we've come to a compromise in respect of that, and that's what a lot of life's about, compromising. And just in respect to the future, we've got the future of the Serpico Shire is going to be very busy. Very challenging. I wish the new mayor all the best in undertaking that and guiding us through that, and all councillors to ensure that we can focus on what's at hand. We've got some significant developments going on. The Torquay Township Centre is a significant development. What happens to Alcoa is significant as well. Agribusiness and the Winchelsea area and the hinterland, we need to be mindful of that and we need to get on with the job. A couple of people I need to thank. Deputy Mayor Carol McGregor, thank you very much for your support through the last year. I appreciate it very much. Thank you. Lisa, thank you very much helping me out every day, and I know other mayors have realised your worth, and I just appreciate all that worth you've done over the journey. Thank you very much. To Cher as well, thank you, Cher, for your support. Kate and Darren, the media team, couldn't have done it without you guys, and appreciate that for assisting during the year. Much appreciated. The members of EMT, thank you for your support, not only for myself but for all councillors, and I did enjoy our fortnightly chats and it was really good to have that good relationship. If you don't have a good relationship with your EMT, well, you can't be a good councillor, so that's very, very worthwhile ensuring that undergo continues. And also I'd just like to thank Keith for supporting me in the last year. Thank you.
Perhaps just before we move forward, would anyone like to come into the room? There's more chairs, so please feel free. Thank you. Now, I'd like to also record our thanks and acknowledge the work of our outgoing Deputy Mayor, Councillor Carol McGregor. So being the Deputy Mayor is an important role in supporting the Mayor and the councillors and working with our communities. So on behalf of our community, I'd like to thank Councillor McGregor for her service and her commitment as Deputy Mayor this year. And we also have something coming down from the back. The Chair might like to come. So I'm happy to invite Councillor McGregor to say a few words if you wish.
Thanks, Keith. It's been a very interesting year to be deputy, and as a first-time deputy, it's been a huge learning experience for me. I'd particularly like to thank Councillor McKittrick for his support and encouragement to get involved and take up opportunities to be involved in things such as the briefings. To even chair a briefing has been fantastic. To be involved a bit more closely with the G21 board, to be involved in ceremonial activities such as the Australia Day event. Those are fantastic opportunities to be involved in communities and involved with governing bodies that help move our council along. I also want to thank all the councillors because you've all been very supportive to me at various times, and I appreciate all the support that people have given me. And also to EMT and to Lisa, our EA, who have been fantastic in providing support. It's probably a bit with a heavy heart that I step down from this role because I have thoroughly enjoyed it, but also as us around the table are aware, it's been a pretty difficult year at times for us as well. So I appreciate that now, you know, today we look at who will be our new mayor and deputy, and we'll be fully supportive of the decision that people make today. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor McGregor. So moving on to the business items on the agenda this evening, the first item 1.1, is in relation to the term of the mayor. The purpose of this report is to consider and resolve on the term of the next mayor. For the members of the gallery, you may not know that the Local Government Act allows for a mayor to be elected for either 1 year or 2 years. The recommendation at the moment is an open recommendation, and so I would ask one of the councillors to move a motion, but to be specific about 1 year or two. Councillor Goldsworthy?
Yes, I'd just like to move the motion that council resolve that the mayor be elected for a term of 1 year.
Thank you, Councillor Goldsworthy. Seconded, Councillor Coker. Councillor Goldsworthy, do you wish to speak to the motion at all? Councillor Coker?
No.
No? Anyone else wish to speak for or against the motion? That being the case, I'll put that motion. Those in favour? That's carried unanimous. Thank you. Item 1.2 is in relation to the election of the mayor. The purpose of the report is indeed to elect the mayor for the Surf Coast Shire Council. I would like to ask, are there any nominations for the office of mayor? Councillor Smith.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Bell.
Thank you, Councillor Smith. Would there be a seconder for that?
Yeah, happy to second.
Councillor Hodge, can I just confirm, Councillor Bell, you're happy to have that nomination?
Happy to accept that nomination.
Thank you. Are there any further nominations for the Office of Mayor? That being the case, and with Councillor Bell being the only nomination for the position of Mayor, I hereby declare Councillor Bell duly elected for the Mayor for the 1 year term. And so with the election of the new mayor, I invite Councillor Bell to take the chair and to address the meeting and also to continue being the chair of the meeting. So thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. It's a humbling experience to accept the position of Mayor of the Surf Coast Shire, and I thank my fellow councillors for granting me this privilege. The position of Mayor is not one of despotic leader, it is to be the first among equals, to be, as it were, the spokesman for the combined input of councillors and officers. I've always said when asked what I do that I'm a councillor for the Surf Coast Shire, elected to the Torquay ward. So first and foremost, I'm a representative of the whole shire. From the basalt plains beyond Winchelsea to the limestone cliffs of the coast, 9 councillors work together to advance the life of the residents of this shire. And I look forward to a productive year together that will advance the shire. And again, thank you for the privilege of being mayor. So the purpose, the election of Deputy Mayor. The purpose of this report is to consider the appointment of Deputy Mayor. I would like to call nominations for Deputy Mayor.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Clive Goldsworthy.
Do I have a seconder?
I'll second that. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor McKittrick. Are there any further... Oh, I suppose I'd better ask first, would you accept that nomination for Deputy Mayor, Mr. Goldsworthy?
Yes.
Are there any further nominations for Deputy Mayor? If there are no further nominations... As there is only one nomination, I hereby declare Councillor Goldsworthy duly elected as Deputy Mayor for the agreed term. And I would like now to invite the Deputy Mayor, Councillor Goldsworthy, to address the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Look, I'd just like to thank my fellow councillors for entrusting me with this position. And I look forward to assisting the Mayor in whatever ways I can and just working together with all of the councillors. And let's move on forward with a very productive year. And let's get on with it. Thank you.
Well, that really brings us to the end of business for the evening. So I'll now declare the meeting closed at
5:17.
5:17.